I got a text from Andrew Bogish telling me that the original fighter who, Iman, was it?
Yes, Kamal or something, yes.
So
from Algeria.
Right, that fighter that we talked about, he texted me that she was born a woman and that it was some sort of genetic disorder that led to the high levels of male hormones that made her fail the gender test
for the World Boxing Federation or something.
So now I'm confused because you got everybody saying that it's a transgender person and other people saying no, it's not. So I don't even know anymore. But the bottom line is that as far as the hormones were concerned, it was at a level that was unacceptable in the past. So I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know. So, but the bottom line is that it created a crazy firestorm, and some people don't believe that she was born a woman, and maybe she was born a woman and started transitioning to a man. I don't know. But it doesn't sound like this person should have been doing women's boxing.
No, especially with the outcome and the results that you saw.
Right, right.
And exactly. She is physically bigger than the person she fought. Now, the next fighter she is getting ready to fight is basically saying, I'm not backing away. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
So good for her. She's, I think, a Romanian fighter or a Hungarian fighter. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the Romanians don't back down, right?
No, I don't think so.
That's been in their history. It's been in their blood for many years.
Yeah, there's so many nuances within all of this stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's why it was really confusing. So it was on the front page of the Post this morning, and now we've got something else there. So I was going to click on the article and read. Oh, here we go. So it says, standing pat, IOC defends its Iman Khalif position in Olympics boxing gender controversy.
Claiming that her birth certificate says she was female.
Right.
So that's what they're basing it on.
So Iman Khalif of Algeria and Lin Yu Ting of Taiwan have come under fire after failing gender eligibility tests and being disqualified by the IBA at the 2023 World Championships in India. So they were not eligible there for gender tests. The IOC does not require similar gender eligibility tests. They were stating that it was an arbitrary decision. So, and then it also says, the IOC wrote in a statement, we've seen in reports misleading information about two female athletes competing at the Olympic Games in Paris 2024. The two athletes have been competing in international boxing competition for many years in the women's category, including the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. So I'm totally confused. So I don't know what is what. I really don't know. But what it sounds to me is that if you're failing a gender test,
yes,
you probably shouldn't be fighting a woman. That's where I land after all of this. Yeah. After all of it, that's sort of where I land.
You know, my thing is, you know, I'll take my I kind of take my cue from Riley Gaines, you know, the female swimmer who basically came out against Leah Thomas.
Yeah.
And is trying to fight for women's rights in this regard.
Right.
And making sure women have a fair and equal and level playing field.
Right.
Or in this case, a boxing ring or a pool. And she's the one that had to live through it and watch it and feel it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, for sure. Now, I also don't know that the information that people are using to say that these two boxers were born female is correct either. I mean, this conversation has been going on for a while. The biggest example was Leah Thomas, as you mentioned. So it's going to come up again.
But no one has released. But I remember this all starting from...
Was the movie Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield?
No, seven or eight.
Where they put the man in the wig.
7 or 8 years ago, there was a situation in Connecticut high school sports where there were two runners who were born male and were running in female events. And they were basically owning every single one of the events. That's kind of when I remember the like genesis of this in yeah. this world.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, because of the politics surrounding everything and with the way that the Olympics opened, this has become now on the tips of everybody's tongue.